Welcome to Des Rose Radio.
I am so tired. Like, I'm totally exhausted. But I think I ate too much sugar or something. I came home. I could barely keep my eyes open. I passed out for like 30 minutes and I woke up and I was like real thirsty. So I woke up. Oh my God. We actually, we actually had Dutch Indo food today. We didn't have a typical Easter. So we had saute and this that gado gado stuff and krupuk. We had like all this stuff and I ate too much. And I think what did it, there wasn't very many sweets. My mom made cupcakes. And normally she makes a lot of sweets, so nobody had any sweets there. I was like, what the heck? I make deviled eggs. And, oh, everybody always wants me to make deviled eggs. And it grosses me out. Like, they like my deviled eggs, but I get grossed out when I make it. It's kind of like when I make chicken, you know, or turkey. It's just, my stomach. So then we came home and the whole house stunk so bad. And I was just like, oh, this is disgusting. So, you know, that's, I guess, that's how it is. But it's over. It's over for now, which is good because, I don't know, holidays are tough on me physically. So I'm just like, oh, my God. And I was supposed to be heading out to Vegas tomorrow, actually. But I decided to stay home. They're going to be gone a week. And I decided to stay home. Just, you know, the thought of, it's so dumb. Like, the thought of being able to tinker with my stuff is more important than going to Vegas, you know, because I want to make the stuff, you know, and I already broke down the boxes, like all the cereal boxes and stuff, and I got all these plastic bottles that I want to start getting ready to prep, and I'm still making more of those paper beads and stuff, so I was like, okay, I could get a lot more done staying home than going to Vegas, because then I'm going to end up spending my money, and I don't want to do that, so next time, so now we're just planning on a cruise of some type. We don't know when or where they want to go to the one to, through the Panama Canal or something, like, we fly to Florida, and then we end up in San Diego, but I think that's a long-ass cruise. I can only stay with my people for maybe 3 days tops. two days is rough. 3 days tops, you know? It's like, I'm not being stuck on a boat with all you people. You know, it's already bad enough when we go camping. Like, when we go camping, it's a big deal because I have, you know, I have to have a cabin, and I have to have air conditioning, and I have to have electricity, and they get mad at me. They always get mad, like, why do you have the air conditioner on? Oh, I don't know, maybe because it's like 120 degrees, okay? I'm not going to sit there and just melt. I'm not comfortable. My skin's not comfortable, you know? I can't sleep like that. It's crazy. Okay, I'm so tired. I'm so sorry. So I was going to just play music. I have a theme with the music tonight. So I was like, cool. Let's see. Huh? It's flea market in a bit. Oh, a flea market? That's cool. I'm awake. PD speaking. Oh, hey, PD. Okay. All right. Well, that's fun. Where do you got the flea market? I think the best shopping I did, like thrift store shopping, was when I was in Germany. And, you know, we thrift store shop out here, but back then, I guess it wasn't the thing to do, right? And I asked my friend, I said, I want to go to a thrift shop. He's like, what? Why? Those are used things. I'm like, oh no, I want to go to a thrift shop. And I found like all these antique laces, like handmade lace. I got these tiles. I got like dinnerware. Oh my God, I found some of the most beautiful things I've, you know, like for me, yeah, okay, they're used and everything, but they were authentic items from Germany, like the real deal, you know. So to me, they were like treasure. And I came home, I had an extra suitcase, I came home with all kinds of stuff, all kinds of stuff. I was like, it was awesome. And I still have them to this day. I actually have the lace hanging. It was huge too. And a hand crocheted lace like that out here would cost a lot of money. And I must have got it for like $4. Like that's it, like $4 if that. And it was humongous. Like, you know, I have a queen size bed. I could cover the whole bed with it. I put it everywhere. Like sometimes I hang it on the wall. Sometimes I, you know, I'll put it on my bed. Sometimes I'll just like have it covering something, you know, or some, depending on how I fix things up. And the dinnerware, one plate broke, so now it's like totally uneven. I could never get that dinner plate back. I was so mad. I was like, I can't believe it. So I only use that sometimes. Like I don't use it very often, but I was going to use it all the time for a while there. Yeah, me too. I like flea markets. I don't like the crowds at flea markets, but I like the stuff. You know, as long as it's not crowded and people aren't bugging me. So, it's kind of cool. But I hope you have a good time. You know, find something good. Well, I had a good Easter, but the problem is I woke up too early. Like, I woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we got home about maybe 3 hours ago, and it was such a long day, but it was fun, you know. First, we went to church, and we saw a concert thing, and I got the hiccup. Oh, sorry. Then I had to make all those eggs, and then I had to eat. Then I had to make baskets, because first we weren't gonna celebrate Easter, and then I knew that was gonna happen, because every year they said, "Oh, we're not gonna celebrate this year," and the day of the thing, they go, "Oh, are you going to go buy this, this, this?" And I was like, I hate that. Like, why are you stressing me out? This is why. Don't tell me you're not going to celebrate. And then I'm expecting to stay home. And then last minute, tell me to wake up. I was like, oh my gosh. But it was nice, though. It was really good. I know tomorrow I'm going to be hurting. I'm going to be hurting so bad. I could tell. So, I took some medicine. I'm just waiting for it to hit, and decided to play some music, some disinfecting, detox, get rid of things music, mental health, I don't know. But it seemed very artistic to me when I was putting it together, but I don't know. I won't know if it's okay until tomorrow, because I'll leave it up for a while, and I think it's kind of cool music. I don't know how the guy's name is pronounced. Chris. I was watching some of those videos on YouTube. I like his videos, actually. So, the only songs I got left for tonight, I got a couple, but they're all bipolar songs. But they're cool. I like them. And I was trying to see what I had in my thing here, but my eyes can't even adjust. Like, I was trying to find... Okay, I was trying to be creative. I had a creative moment, and I was like, oh, that's a cool thing. Because I like my music mixes to have a theme. And so, I was like, okay. Oh, look, I just found one. Awesome. Maybe I should just talk and look. Maybe I could see it better. Because I know I have a lot more songs than that. It's like, did I play that one? Oh my God, I don't even remember if I played that. Oh no. All right, I'll play a couple more here. Let me, yeah, it was a great Easter, and I don't know what the next holiday is. I don't think we have another holiday really until 4th of July, right? Oh, Mother's Day. Mother's Day, Father. Okay, I'm not gonna stress about it right now, right? I'm not gonna stress about it because I already got enough stress for the week. Well, actually, I don't. But I'll find some.